USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other Trump administration officials briefed members of Congress in private about Iran's threats. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul.
It was a very specific and credible threat briefing that we heard today from Iran. In fact, they've carried out and launched several attacks through their proxies.
But Washington Democrat Adam Schmidt, who is chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says he grew frustrated with Pompeo.
He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran had done, and he spent about 10 minutes until I cut him off making that argument. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad. Okay, what is the policy going forward? There wasn't enough information on that.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Along with a college degree comes a student loan to pay back, USA's Tim Berg reports.
Almost 2 million Americans will graduate this year with a bachelor's degree, but each student will have an average student loan debt of just over $33,000. CBS News financial analyst Jill Schlesinger joins CBS this morning and has some tips on what college grads and their families can do to prioritize paying off that debt.
The first thing you have to do is start tracking your money. So encourage your kids to get one of these apps, and there are lots of free ones. There are free ones from banks. There's Mint.com, Clarity Money. Find out what's coming in, what's going out. Now you're going to build in that student loan debt. Yeah. And you really want to try to figure out how many loans do you have outstanding? What is actually the interest rate of each of those loans? And while those companies are going to give you the minimum that's due, you want to pay more than the minimum. The only way you can figure out how much more is to track that money going in and out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
One of the many Democrats running for president is asked about how his announcement was received back home. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Almost immediately after Democratic New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced his run for the White House last week, many New Yorkers and many members of the New York media immediately slammed the idea, citing his unpopularity in his own city. De Blasio says,
to me, that's like a walk in the park. I didn't even notice that. Because I deal with really tough issues every single day. I deal with the toughest press corps in America. I deal with, unfortunately, with the number one terror target in America.
De Blasio speaking there on CNN. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some Democrats are questioning the motive of anti-abortion activists as Louisiana appears to be the next state to tighten restrictions on abortion. Some believe area state laws on abortion are being positioned to overturn Roe v. Wade in the Supreme Court. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney would like to see a more moderate approach.
You're seeing laws on both sides of this argument that are in the extreme. And whether it's New York or whether it's Alabama and Missouri, people have gone to the wings, if you will. I don't think that's productive. I think something much more towards the center makes a lot more sense.
Romney was on CNN's State of the Union. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.